Hey, everybody. On today's show, we got something really, really special for everybody. We got a debate about the Lil Nas X, Satan Shoes, and his whole entire music video campaign. And we are actually going to be eating the Checkers Mother Cruncher chicken sandwich, because the chicken sandwich war is quite over, but we got something for you. So, guys, today is going to be a very special episode. Are you ready? Are you ready for Radio Rejects Live? So let's get started.
So your 15 minutes of radio fame are over.
Your radio career is done.
So what do you do now?
Help. Hey, turn the volume down.
Oh, I know.
You start a podcast.
It's the Radio Rejects with Shireen Kassam and Phil Bird.
Oh my goodness, everybody. Hey, what's up? Welcome to Radio Rejects Live. We're live on the air, in your ear, and in your face. Hey, what's up? Welcome, everybody. Thank you all for tuning in. What's up? Hey, thank you all, everybody. I had to hit the button. I was like, wait, I forgot to unmute you. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Today's going to be a huge episode because, man, it's going to be, we got debate. We haven't done this before. I'm so excited. I wanted to say something's going to be very, very special. So, but before we even get started that, we got to do everything. And I got to introduce everybody that's going to be associated with the show. So first, I got to say, what's up to Shireen Kassam? What's going on, girl?
Good. You make it seem like such a chore. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, oh, I got to introduce Shireen.
Well,
now.
I'm just so excited. We got to get this out of the way. I don't mean it as a chore.
It just sounds such a, like, you're like, I could, why do I have to even do this?
Who are you?
Damn. Like, why is she even on this show, man?
No. You are very important, probably the most important part of the show. How are you?
I am great. Happy Easter, everyone.
That's right, everybody. Happy Easter.
I hope you had your ham and what, I don't know, what do you eat on Easter? Ham and Bloody Marys, or do you not drink on Easter? I don't know. How does it work?
I think you drink Jesus' blood.
Yeah, so Bloody Marys? Or is that just wine?
Jesus' blood, I guess. I think you drink Jesus' blood.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what we do.
Well, we're going to celebrate Easter with chicken.
That's right. We are going to be celebrating with chicken and more chicken.
My favorite.
That's right. Our last
chicken on chicken.
Our last show, we did the Great Chicken Sandwich War, where we did seven different chicken sandwiches, and we had a whole lot going on there, and it was fantastic. But guys, if you are in the chat, I want you to go ahead and drop a line. Make sure to say that you are there in the chat. Say hi. We like to see that you are there. Say please just share the podcast. You know, make sure you know that the chat is working. Please do. I like to see that because we like to break the Facebook algorithm. Because, you know, Facebook likes to block our stuff sometimes. And please hit share. I didn't even get a chance to share it to all the groups. So, yeah, I guess Shireen's doing that right now.
Trying to. It's going very slow today.
Yeah, I was actually trying to hit the button. So if you, you know, if you are in the if you're in the chat, do it. Share. So do that, because I didn't get a chance to share to all the groups that I'm in, you know. So I got to rely on you guys. So if you are watching right now, share the podcast, you know, say hi. You know, a lot of you, everybody's at home probably right now, you know, enjoying their Easter, you know, egg hunt and all that stuff. You know, I know Shireen, you know, you don't follow the, you don't practice, you know, the Christian religion. So I'm sure you didn't do the Easter egg hunts when you were young or anything like that.
Well, I did, because I went to Southern Baptist.
Oh, that's right.
I went to Southern Baptist school growing up.
Was this confusing as it was for me?
What, Easter egg hunts?
Yes.
I mean,
because it didn't make any sense to me either.
Oh, it didn't make sense, but it was fun.
Yeah.
It was like, ooh, more candy, more chocolate. Yum. Make cool. me fat. Yum, yum,
okay.
yum.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Cool.
I like this Jesus thing.
Yeah. All right. I get snacks.
Of course, then today I was like, totally forgot it was Easter and was like, I'm going to go get groceries. Oh, you can't do that today.
Oh, Publix and everywhere was closed. Yeah. That's right.
I didn't know we still did that. I didn't know things still closed on Easter, because I thought things stay open now on Christmas. I thought maybe I'm wrong.
I think COVID changed all that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think COVID changed, like, the rules, because, you know, Black Friday, because of COVID.
Right, was that closed, was closed. Yep.
Yeah. Speaking of COVID, I got my vaccine.
Yay! Awesome.
I got my second dosage, okay. And it affected me.
Did it? You got a little sick?
Yeah, man. I got it on Wednesday.
Okay.
And I felt pretty bad on Wednesday and Thursday, and like I still feel like it's been hard to put a finger on. I've been like disconnected. Mm-hmm. Like I haven't felt
like fatigued, maybe, or
fatigued, like just mentally not there. Like I've needed like a caffeine jolt or mm-hmm. a boost or something. I just haven't felt there. I just haven't been
interesting.
Like,
and you think that's from the,
I guess, I don't know. I really don't know. But
which one did you get, Moderna or Pfizer?
I got the Pfizer vaccine, okay. through my work. Mm-hmm. So okay. I'm glad I'm fully vaccinated. I'm good to go. You know, I'm happy that I got it. You know, I don't know what that really means. I guess. I
mean, well, that means the CDC said, yeah. Well, CDC said now, because I'm vaccinated too, mm-hmm. we can travel now. There's a low. They've reduced the, what is it called, like the parameters. So they said it's safe for us to travel. Mm-hmm. They're doing a study now to see if we still need to wear our masks or not. I'm still going to, because there's so many people I know who refuse to get vaccinated. So. Definitely still gonna wear my mask, but I'm excited to travel again.
Okay, yeah, I'm sharing this in these groups.
Oh, okay. So should I keep talking?
Where do you want to travel to?
Well, I'll just say this because I know Phil just said he had some side effects from his shots. When I got my two shots, I didn't feel anything. The first one, I got drowsy, but I think because after I got the shot, they said take Tylenol, and I took too many Tylenols.
You took too many?
Because I got drowsy. I got so scared. She said take Tylenol, like, so in case if you had a fever or something. Uh-huh. So I went home and popped 3 extra strength Tylenol.
So you didn't feel bad at all, though?
I didn't. And then the second shot, I was completely fine. I just had soreness in my arm, in my left arm.
I heard a rumor that if you felt bad during the first shot, that means that you had COVID.
Oh, really?
First, yeah. So I don't think that's true at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's what I heard.
Yeah, nobody in my family felt sick after the first or the second shot.
Your whole family has gotten vaccinated?
They have.
So now that your whole family has been vaccinated, you guys don't wear masks around each other anymore?
No, but we never used to, because we would always socially isolate anyways. I mean, you're the only person I talk to on a regular basis. Because I'm super anal about not getting COVID. Like, I'm not trying to have this disease in me for the rest of my life, because we don't know what's going to do, right?
Yeah.
I don't do anything. I like sit at home. I have multiple personalities to talk to. I can entertain myself for hours.
I mean, sitting at home is the best.
It is.
Yeah.
I've never watched so much TV in my life, though. I have to say that.
I feel like this past year I've watched everything on Netflix.
I know. Me too. I was flipping through it last night and I was like, I can't. I've seen this. I've seen this. I've seen this. I was like, where's all the new stuff?
Yeah, really.
I started watching this show from, like, I guess it's from 3 years ago, which is not bad. And it's five seasons.
Is that what you picked for?
No. Oh, that's okay. A new one.
Oh, wow.
That's a new one. But after I finished that one, I was like, oh, I still want to keep watching TV.
Well, speaking of picking something, the last show we did the Great Chicken Sandwich War. Mm-hmm. We had 7 different sandwiches we picked against each other. So we had, let's see if we can name them all here. Okay. We had KFC,
yep.
PDQ, mm-hmm. Burger King, Wendy's, McDonald's, Zaxby's,
and Popeyes.
And Popeyes. That's 7, yes.
Yep.
So we didn't do Chick-fil-A because we do record our show on Sunday. So they were automatically disqualified. And believe it or not, the winner was, we can say it, Burger King.
Well, it was a tie, right?
It was a tie, but Burger King was the most surprising for us. So we considered that Burger King was our favorite. Crazy, right?
Yes.
Who would have thought that Burger King would have beat any of them? We would have thought that Burger King would have been on the bottom with McDonald's. So Burger King had the biggest and juiciest burger, and it was the most affordable out of all of them.
Yeah.
So
McDonald's was the worst, though.
Yeah, McDonald's was the worst. So today, Shireen went to Checkers, and we got the Checkers Mother Cruncher Chicken Sandwich. That's right. We didn't get it last week because we just didn't have time, honestly. It was a mad rush trying to get 7 chicken sandwiches.
Fast food is not fast.
And trying to keep them warm. You know,
Fast food takes a long time to get.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's like a 30-minute journey. It's a 30-minute, like, by the time you get in line at a fast food joint, to the moment you leave, It's 30 minutes. I don't understand why it's called fast food.
Right, exactly. It's not fast food.
It's not. It's stressful food. Like, literally, I sit in line coming to the show, and my blood pressure's like...
What did she say when you got there? She said, we gotta make it. We gotta prepare it.
Yeah, well, first there was, like... First, the credit card machine wasn't working. Then she was like, there's only one person working here today, so we gotta make the chicken for you. And then she was like, you gotta get out of line and go back into the other line, because you're not supposed to be in this line. And I was like, oh, my God, why is this so complicated? I just want the chicken sandwich.
Oh my God.
Then I was like, I'll just get a drink. Oh, we don't have cups. I'm like, okay, well, what do you have? What do you have? She's like, well, we have these water cups. Give it to me. I don't really care. I just want a drink now.
Oh my God.
I just need a drink.
Well, with tradition of our show, we also got wings from there as well. And if you guys are in the chat, go ahead and comment below. I don't see any chat, so hopefully they're there. Move it to your left.
This camera?
This side. This Boy. Side. There we go.
And these are with Frank's hot sauce.
Oh.
Yeah, they make their wings with Frank's hot sauce. So I got the angry, there was mediocre wings, and then there was angry wings. I got the angry ones.
Angry. She got the angry wings.
Okay. I'm guessing that just means they put extra hot sauce on it.
Okay. So, all right. So we got the Mother Cruncher. And my Mother Cruncher has bacon on it.
Yes, candied bacon.
Candied bacon on it. All
right,
so
and
here
cheese,
we go.
Right? And what are those other things? Are those onion pepper? Not onions. Fried onions.
Fried onion straws. Yeah.
Okay. Onion straws.
It looks like it's got mozzarella or provolone cheese, onion straws, and bacon on it. So take a look at this for the thumbnail. Booyah! All right. Okay. All right. So take a bite. Bon appetit, or bon apple yeet, as some would say. Here we go. First bite. Checkers Mother Cruncher. Here we go. All right, we're getting comments saying the feed is cutting in and out. So,
oh no,
that's not good.
Huh?
So hopefully, all right. Here we go. Take a bite.
You know what I did notice? There's no pickle.
Mm-mm.
Do we need one? I don't know. Let's see.
You know what?
What?
I dig it.
I think so too. It's a mouthful.
I dig it.
I like the seasoning on the chicken. Like, do you think the chicken has some sort of seasoning on it, right?
I dig it. I dig it. I dig the sandwich here. Okay.
I like it. And the onion rings are crispy.
Yeah. The onion ring is very crispy.
I definitely rank this higher than McDonald's.
Definitely higher than McDonald's. Not better than
Burger King,
though.
If it had a pickle in it, I think it would be a close contender, though, for a lot of the other sandwiches.
Okay.
I like it.
Hmm.
Happy Easter, Anar.
Yeah, happy Easter. I see that comment there on the screen.
She's joining us from Canada.
Yeah.
I've got international base.
I see the feed.
I don't know if there's a Checkers in Canada. Is there a Checkers, Anar, in Canada?
I don't think
so.
Maybe there's a Rally's there, but.
KFC is huge there. There's a big KFC chains there. I would give this, okay. I'm trying to remember all the other sandwiches we ate. Definitely not better than Burger King.
Hmm.
I think it's comparable to a Wendy's.
Yeah. All right, so let's actually give.
It keeps getting cut, she's saying.
Yeah, that's not good. I don't know why. I mean, we're connected with the modem here. Let me see. Let me check.
I'm going to be a good girl now and close up my sandwich and stop eating.
Yeah, because we're connected. We're connected.
I'm on a diet.
We're connected to the internet, so internet should be fast. All right, time to check one of the wings here.
Ooh, my favorite part.
All right, here we go. The Frank's Red Hot is pretty good. I like it. I think my palate for wings has gotten a lot more spicy because of you and you alone.
These are spicy.
Mm-hmm.
They are angry.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely put something in here other than the Red Hot, the Frank's Red Hot.
Yeah.
Can't tell. Mm. I see black pepper flakes, but...
It's definitely hot, though. I wonder what's up with the internet. The internet is normally pretty fast here. But it's out of my control.
These are good. Which do you like better, the chicken sandwich or the wings?
The wings.
Really?
I mean, they're both very good. For fast food?
Yeah. You're right. The wings are pretty good for a fast food joint.
For fast food, the wings are actually very, very good. Yeah. Let me send a text message to our people who are going to do the debate, because it seems like we're having some internet problems, so I'm not going to cause further internet problems, so I'm just going to have them call in instead of doing the video chat.
Okay.
So give me a sec here.
Okay. So, guys, these wings are pretty good. They're spicy. I would say you can taste the Frank's Red Hot sauce on them, but there's definitely something else they've put on top of these wings, because, whew, I can feel them, and I'm not really one who really feels heat a lot. Though we haven't been eating a lot of heat lately. Ooh.
You had to drink something. Oh my God, you had to drink something.
I can feel like I'm getting hot in here. Like, it's like, whoo.
It's shrimp. I mean, I feel it.
They're spicy. Whoo. Oh my goodness, it's really spicy.
Oh man, yes, yeah, we're getting notifications saying that it's so it must be a spectrum issue. It's not me. I mean,
oh yeah, I'm frozen on the screen. I'm frozen on the
Your feed.
No, on the Facebook feed.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's not. It's got to be a just bear with us, guys.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's spicy. I'm gonna have to have another bite of the sandwich.
Okay, so let's Let's move on. Let me let Angelique know, though. Okay, so hang on.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah,
working on it.
Yeah, we're working on it. It's not me. It's not me. It's a spectrum issue again. I'll take one more bite of the sandwich, but yeah, I'm already getting.
Tell us how the bacon is. The candied bacon. Because I'm missing that on my sandwich.
It's delicious, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
You're trying to sweat, too?
Mm-hmm. I had to take the hat off.
Those wings are spicy. My nose is starting to run.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But I like the wings. I think they would have been... I want to try them again, but like right when they give them to me.
What, a hot?
Yeah. Because like I don't know if they would have been... I wonder if I could have told them to make them extra crispy, since they were making them from... quote unquote scratch for me.
We just slaughtered the chickens.
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we gotta go get the chickens from the back for you.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is all I'm gonna eat because I'm actually getting really full.
Well, right. There's more all wings that, for you.
All
so
that, all that bread.
I think that's a good sandwich. I would get it. I told you, that was my first time going to Checkers. So.
Wow, so that's a fantastic sandwich, guys. Yeah. Checkers, that was definitely a contender. So out of the 7 sandwiches that we tried, okay, so that one has a little bit of extra than some of the ones we tried.
Yeah.
So that, you know, they had bacon, the onion straws, and, you know, some of the other things that we had. So I would rank this above Wendy's, definitely above McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Above PDQ. Not above KFC. Not above Popeyes.
You have a good memory. I don't remember the KFC one.
KFC made it to the final. It made it to the semifinals versus Popeyes.
I'm going to have to pull up my notes.
Yeah.
Not that I know where they are. I haven't figured out this phone yet. When you write notes, I don't know where they go.
Yeah. So I'm going to put it under KFC. So from my memory, we had Burger King, Popeyes, KFC. And then I'm gonna put Checkers right under that.
Okay.
And then we had PDQ. And then it was Zaxby's. And then Wendy's and McDonald's and stuff.
So number 4, you'll put it.
Mm-hmm. But the wings are actually very good.
Yeah.
The wings are probably one of the fast food wings.
And you know what I didn't get is the fries. I've heard their fries are really good.
Checkers fries are fantastic.
Because they're circly, they're right?
No, they're not curly fries, but they're seasoned. They're seasoned fries. So they're in a league of their own.
Mm-hmm.
as compared to like McDonald's or Burger King.
I was like debating to get the fries, and I was like, oh no, don't do it. You'll eat them all before you get to the studio.
You should have, though.
I know, but I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to get my summer body on.
Oh, you're trying to be on that hot girl-ish?
Yeah.
Summer's coming fast. It's going to be hot tomorrow. I mean, it was cold yesterday, but it'll be 85 tomorrow.
Listen.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
It's all good. So Checkers, man. Good job.
I would do it. I would get the Checkers sandwich.
Checkers Mother Cruncher.
And you don't hear that from me often, but I don't know if I would go back to Checkers. That's the thing.
Is it because of the customer service?
Yeah, the whole process was just weird. Like, you know, order, then pay, and then circle around, then go back in line, then wait. It was just like, what are we doing here? This is like, I just want to sit here and you bring my food to me.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's go ahead and
Don't say oh my gosh like I'm spoiled.
No, I'm not saying you're spoiled.
It took 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Yeah. That's why it was late. It took 30 minutes to get this fast food.
Jesus, Lord. Jesus. Let me turn on my Bluetooth here.
Phil is so busy with his side hose today. My God, he's like distracted left, right, and center.
My side hose is our audience. That's my side hose, our audience.
Let me see. What do our side hose need from us right now?
They need everything. That's what they need. Okay, so let's go ahead and actually go do our Netflix and chill. Let me get the music here. It's just when the internet is messed up, it's just it gets on my nerves.
Oh, you know I know. What I mean? It throws us because this is our whole show and
yeah. Because it's out of our control.
I feel like we need to call Spectrum every Sunday and be like, are you going to work today or are you not going to work today?
Right. So, guys, Netflix and chill, baby. We pick our Netflix recommendations for the week of this show. And this show is not anything different. So we had to pick Netflix because we don't want our stuff getting blocked. So we noticed that when we pick a movie from Netflix, we don't get blocked from... you know, from showing it, the trailer. So with my program, it looks like there are some new windows that I can use here. And I'm going to use them for our new Netflix and chill. So, Shireen, what did you actually pick for your Netflix and chill?
So I picked a Netflix TV series. Mm-hmm. It's called Who Killed Sarah?
Who Killed Sarah?
And it's actually a Spanish TV series. It's like a telenovela / comedy.
Man, you love those foreign stuff.
Yeah, but this one is actually dubbed in English. But I highly recommend you watch it in Spanish with the subtitles on, because when it's dubbed,
you lose the emotion.
You totally lose the emotions. It's just like whoever's dubbing it is just speaking. There's no like,
You know, one of the segments that I think we should do, we should do that.
What?
We should dub over something.
Something we can. I mean,
we should do that.
But they don't put any, like, to be a voiceover actor, I thought there's auditions and stuff. Like, you still have to sell yourself.
Yeah.
But they're just reading. Like, because at first I was listening to it in English, and then I was like, I can turn this off and listen to this in Spanish. Because, like, my Spanish is not that bad, but there's subtitles, so it's okay. Mm-hmm. And it all of a sudden, the characters change for you. The characters come to life. You're like, oh.
Well, you're not really selling this, so
No, I am, but no, okay. The show's really good. So it's a crime / like...
Who killed Sarah?
Yeah, there's this girl and somebody killed her, and now her brother is trying to figure out who killed her.
All right.
And it's a thriller / like romance. There's a little romance in it. There's a little thrill in it. There's a little violence in it. It's all like, ooh, it's so good.
Okay, so let's check out the trailer to Who Killed Sarah. You can turn the volume on the TV now if you want to.
Forgive me, Mama. What am I about to do is...
I'm leaving our microphones on, though, just so, so they're on the beach. Sarah!
For what they did to my sister, and what they did to my mama, and me. Alex Guzman is free. Bring him to me. This message is for the Los Canos. I'm not the same fool you sent off to prison 18 years ago. Now your family will have to suffer. As of today, you won't get another good night's sleep. Because Sarah's death wasn't just a mistake. Sarah was murdered.
Tell me the truth. Did you murder this woman?
He's a lunatic, I swear. Don't listen, it's not true.
Where are the videos?
What videos?
This is not a game.
I can help you with this problem, I promise. Because I don't trust my family.
No, it's not your whole family. It's someone within your family.
I solve the issues while you go around shouting like a child.
Confront this issue once and for all.
Hey, look out!
At this point, it's so much more than knowing who murdered Sarah.
They got signed up for a second season, so you know it's
who
Jean Mateo
killed
Sarah. Yeah, sound looks good, right?
Yeah, that does look good. Now it was look like I was on my phone, but I was watching it. I watched it like seven times already when I was loading it, so I saw it already, Shireen. Okay, don't give me that look. Okay, I saw it already. Jeez.
But yeah, I mean, my new barometer on Netflix movies is, or even TV series is like, did it get picked up for a second season? Got picked up for a second season.
So did you hear the news about your other show?
I know. He's not coming back. For those of you who don't know who I'm talking about, from Bridgerton. Yeah. What's I don't even know how to say his name. Reggie Saint-Jean. Oh, so sexy. And he's not coming back for season two. I don't think that season's going to do well. I don't think the season is going to do as well as season one. But that could just be me.
Yeah.
I mean, the other brother better step up his game and take off his
clothes more.
Yeah.
hey, as long as, you only live once. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, that was really disappointing. And I can't believe they waited until now to tell us that.
Oh, I mean, maybe it was. Did they already film it, season two already?
Or? They're working on it. But like when season one ended, they said season two, I think they said like four more seasons had been signed. And they never mentioned that he wouldn't be part of it. Like, he even went on SNL and like there was no mention that he wasn't coming back for season two.
Really?
And then all of a sudden they dropped this bombshell on April 2nd. And at first I thought maybe it's an April Fool's joke and they forgot the date, but it's not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's okay. I'm going to watch this show now. Who Killed Sarah?
Yeah, it looks pretty interesting. Yeah, it is hard to get into foreign shows because the dubbing is bad sometimes, but I'll give this one a shot.
Yeah, it's not bad though. The subtitles. Yeah.
How many episodes is it?
I think it was like 10.
Okay.
The only problem with the subtitles, I don't want to spoil it, but like if you listen to it in Spanish and you keep the English subtitles on, sometimes the subtitles weren't showing for certain phrases. Like they were talking and you're like, where's the subtitles?
Oh, okay.
So then you got to like piece together kind of what was happening, which is not that hard. I mean, it's like a telenovela. You kind of know,
I got you. Yeah.
Like, kiss me. I love you.
Maria. Maria, por qué? Juan es mi amigo, por qué?
But it's so fascinating how fast they speak Spanish. Like, I wonder when we talk in English if people think we're talking too fast.
Maybe.
Because when I was watching it, I was like, can you just, how you can listen to things faster? I was like, can we slow this down?
Yeah, I have some Spanish speaking friends and I ask them this, when they speak Spanish, I say, suave, please.
Yeah, like I was like, wait, I can't keep up. Just my brain's not picking up all the words as fast as you're saying.
I'm dumb. I is dumb.
Well, when I learned Spanish in school, the teacher didn't talk that fast.
Yeah, no, I got you. All right.
Okay, which one did you pick?
Take a guess at what I picked.
Something scary with blood. Oh my God, I turned on a show the other day and then I had to turn it off and I was like, oh, this is a film movie. Which one was it?
Okay.
Is this a new movie on Netflix or an older one?
It came out in February. I'm taking another bite.
And it's scary, right? There's bloods and goblins and exorcisms and...
Check.
And like when you cut a body apart and pull out body parts.
Check. Oh my gosh.
Oh man, what is it? I think I saw it because I think I started it and I was like, whoa, no. Is it the one about the supernatural people too? Is there like a supernatural murder mystery, that one?
No,
because
you hit all the other avenues.
Oh, I can't remember the name. Tell me.
All right. Wait, hold on.
One of your side pieces again?
Mm-hmm. So, the whole spirit of our show today with the whole Satan shoes and Lil Nas X. The movie I picked is called The Ritual.
Oh, that sounds way out of my alley.
Yeah, you would definitely not watch this one. This is about the four guys who go on a trip to honor their dead friend.
Okay.
And they encounter a whole bunch of stuff.
And it's like weird stuff.
Weird stuff in the village.
Okay.
So turn that volume on. So just there's some language in this, I think, this trailer. So
we'll try to bleep it out.
No, I'm not bleeping it out. So just
go beep.
Watch it.
Rob would have loved this place. He's a good man. The best of us.
You know they have walking trails in England. Pubs.
Come on, man, where's your soul?
It's twisted.
All right, yep.
Easy.
Look, we go southwest through here.
We cut the journey in half.
What, through the forest?
Yeah, why not?
We should have gone to Vegas.
Oh, you'd have found something to fall over in Vegas too, mate.
Now, is it me, or is it really quiet in here?
Been gutted.
Could be hunters out here.
Bait.
Possibly. Or it's the bit they don't show you in the nature documentary.
It's a warning.
We shouldn't be here.
Where the hell are we, Hutch?
We should pitch the tents.
This is ridiculous, man.
Luke, you're getting soaked.
You hear that?
No, I didn't hear anything. Come on.
Are you scared yet, Shireen? Oh, you like that.
I like the accents. I used to have a British accent.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
I know. I should have. This is where I get scared when things like this happen.
This is where I turn it off.
Oh my God. What is going on? Phil.
Well, what happened to you then?
We got spooked and we had bad dreams. All right?
I woke up last night.
Look at this.
Nothing has done that to you. You've done it to yourself.
Why do you have to deny everything I say?
Because I do not value your judgment.
We need to be working together, man.
Oh my God!
What the fuck is that?
Fucking hell, we don't know where we are!
The ritual, and they actually show the thing. So,
what's the thing?
I can't tell you, but you know, a lot of these monster movies, they don't actually show the thing. So, they actually show the thing.
Interesting.
Yeah,
that's not happening.
Yeah. So, I mean, four guys go on a trip to honor their dead friend, and then you all kinds of crazy crap happened, and so I mean, That's really it. I mean, I wanted to. I think that was a perfect theme for today's show. You know, it's Easter. You know, and then because that's kind of how
you see Easter.
The other side of it, yeah. You know, and so I wanted to say, but you know, today's a very special day, you know, to Christians, and you know, the other side of Christianity is other things, and you know, but today, you know, Radio Rejects Live, we are a dedicated news source, and I wanted to discuss some very important things, and so today, yes, Radio Rejects Live, we are a hard-hitting news source, breaking news, everybody, breaking news from a week ago. I don't know if you guys knew this, but pretty much a week ago, a young man kind of broke the internet. A young man named Lil Nas X kind of broke the internet with this shoe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lil Nas X broke the internet with this shoe, and the world kind of lost their S.
Yeah.
Right. The world lost their S, and they are still losing their S Only because he made a really crazy music video and he wasn't really shy about it or coy or anything about it. And he was literally just like, hey, I'm going to do this and I'm going to release the shoe and then I'm going to not give any ass about it, you know?
No, and he's been like replying on Twitter to people like, mm-hmm. and he doesn't give a, like you said, he doesn't give any whatevers. He's just like responding to Twitter. It's gone viral on TikTok. People are making like responses on TikTok. You know, like how when things go viral and then people make replies on TikTok, that's going viral and he's responding to those as well. Like,
oh, so he's actually talking to people?
Yeah, he's like not talking, but like he's responding to people's TikToks and stuff and their tweets and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like he's totally eating up all of this PR, all of it.
Good for him.
And there was, I guess, the 660th shoe, the 666, the last shoe. He couldn't sell it because Nike sued them. But then he tried to auction it off, like in a lottery, to his fans, and he's totally eating up all the publicity, like, all of it. Do you want to tell him about the shoe?
Yeah. So, hey, Ariel, actually, call my phone number because the connection's bad. Call my cell phone. She's in the chat. She's in the video chat, but I wanted to call my cell phone. Yeah, hold on. Yeah.
So, okay, so I'll tell you about the shoe.
Yeah, tell me about the shoe.
So they were only going to make 666 shoes.
Yeah.
666. They were, what, $1,100-something. I can't remember. It's a little over $1,000. But each shoe has a drop of blood in them. And they're Nikes, but Nike's saying that they didn't sponsor this shoe, so now there's like a lawsuit happening.
Wait, Nike's... But these are third-party shoes, though.
Yeah, but they're using the Nike shoe, right? Okay. They're selling them with the Nike swish on them. They're the Nike Mac Air Maxes.
Yeah, but they're third-party, though, right?
Yeah, but I still think it's a trademark issue, right?
I don't know. I mean, if I bought shoes, I could still sell them third-party, though, right?
I guess it just depends. I think that's where there's a lot of conversation, right? Because the same company that's releasing these shoes released a Jesus shoe, right? Walk on water shoe.
Yeah.
And Nike didn't have a problem with those. So now there's controversy. Why is Nike having a problem with these?
Hmm.
But they did file some sort of lawsuit. I stopped listening to the whole thing. I was like, this is crazy and ridiculous. And the fact that he sold 665 pairs of shoes is crazy too.
Okay. Hold on a second. It looks like the person that was supposed to debate the other person
didn't show up. Uh-oh. Well, you can debate. I'll be the debater moderator.
Hold on. Well, but I agree.
Oh, you agree with whatever he did?
Yeah. Hold on.
Okay, then I'll say I don't agree.
Hold on. Let me just confirm if she can't.
For those of you who don't know Lil Nas X, he came out about, was it 2 years ago with that song Country Road?
Old Town Road. It came out in 2016, I think.
Who was the country singer with him? Garth Brooks? No.
No, it was Billy Ray Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus's dad.
So I actually have someone on the phone right now. So Ariel Lamore, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I didn't know if I was allowed to.
Hey, yeah, no, I just had you on. I had you potted down. So, I don't know if Angelique is actually on the line. She's supposed to call him, but she says she's actually at church helping clean. I was like, so can you not call? So I don't know. So I'm moving forward anyway. So whatever. So we're actually gonna watch the video right now. You're not. Apparently, we're having some internet connection issues. So. I didn't want to have you in the video chat because it'll bog down the connection. Okay.
Oh no, I'm totally fine with not being seen on camera.
It's all good. So actually I'm going to play the video for the audience to see, but we're going to provide the commentary and I'm not going to actually put the audio on the song because I don't want Facebook to block us from playing the video though. Okay, so you're not going to hear any of the audio though, Ariel. Okay,
and just so you know, these are not our viewpoints. These are not the viewpoints of Radio Rejects Live or Filbert or Shrinkasam. This is just a story in the news that we're reporting on. And if you have children with you right now, you should turn off the camera.
All right, so here is the music video, Lil Nas X. So what do you guys feel about him right now? So what's going on here? Essentially, the music video is he is in the Garden of Eden, and he's getting seduced by the snake, essentially, right? That's what's happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The music video is actually very creatively done. You know, I mean, it's all green. It's all green screen.
Really,
yeah. Amazing. It's all green screen. He's getting seduced by the snake. And so, you know, right now he's falling down and he's about to get licked by the snake, and I guess the snake, I guess he dies, right? He dies and goes to heaven. Is that what happens?
I don't know. Is that what happens?
Yeah, there's a scripture on the tree.
Really follow the whole story.
Yeah, there's a scripture on the tree. I'm guessing he okay, so the scene right now, he's in heaven, he's in chains, and it looks like he's just like, yo, I'm not really cool with this. What's going on? Shereen, would you agree? That's kind
of
like,
yeah,
what's
going
on?
Yeah, I got a little lost in the middle of this.
Okay, that's what I'm interpreting from here. So he's in chains.
In heaven.
Same.
Because he's being restricted. They're telling him, no, you can't do this. Right, and so then he's just kind of like, you know what, nah, bro, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be who you want me to be, so I'm going to be who I want
to
be.
So he chooses to like stripper pole down.
Yeah. So right now, the scene, he's ascending to heaven, and he grabs a pole, and then he's stripper pulling all the way down, and it's done pretty well. This scene right now is actually shot pretty well. I mean, it's green screen, but it's the graphics is pretty well. Shereen looks very, she's looking at it very intently. If you look at Shereen's face.
You know, I only watched it once. You pick up things the second time around, uh-huh, but you missed the first time.
Yeah.
apparently there's a scene where there's flying dildos like flying across, and or no, butt plugs or something like that flying across the screen, and like one of them hits them. What's the thing that like hits them in the forehead?
Oh,
I guess, like if you slow it down.
Oh no, I didn't even see that. I'm glad that wasn't up here. But okay, so right now he is giving the devil a lap dance, and I must say, the guy, whoever is playing the devil, he's a little guy. This guy, he's not swole at all. I would imagine the devil would be a swole guy, but he's a little guy, whoever it is. But yeah, so right now he's giving the devil a lap dance, and he's kind of filling up on him, and then he snaps his neck, and he takes off his braids, which is a horn, and he puts it on himself, and then he breaks his neck, and then now he is the devil, apparently.
Yeah.
And so that is it. And so what do you think about that? Do you think that, let me pull up my questions here, because we had questions for all of you.
The funny thing to me is it's not as I don't know, I feel like it's not as controversial as everybody's making it out to be, because there's so many other music videos I can think of, or songs, in just the last several months that are still pretty controversial. But I think it's the specific topic that is,
yeah,
everybody's jumping on right now.
So Shereen, do you want to debate her?
You want to
be on the side against?
I guess, well, not really, but I guess the question is, do you think that people are against the music video itself, or are they against the fact that he went from becoming a music sensation for a younger audience, like children, not children, but like children and teens, and now he took that audience and has given them this, you know, which is like, this might not be appropriate for that same audience.
Yeah, I think that just like when Disney stars like break out and like show their sexuality for the first time, and everybody freaks out because they used to be child stars that their kids looked up to, but they grow up just like their kids grow up. And then also, though, that original song, Old Town Road, was not like a children's song. It became a children's song, just they latched on to it, and it kind of just went in that direction. But it definitely was not intended to be a children's song, because it talks about like adultery and drugs and like all kinds of stuff that's definitely not for children. But the marketing and the media, I don't think it was meant to cater to kids, but somehow it's like they latched onto it and they pulled it in. So it really wasn't his responsibility to, you know, censor.
Yeah, well, I think it became popular among like the younger audience because he released it on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the funny thing about TikTok and all these platforms. I mean, they're really not like, they don't put them out there with the intention of we're gonna get all the 13-year-olds, you know, to get on there. Like, I think that a lot of adults who don't, I'm on TikTok, and like, I'm, you know, 37 years old. I'll be 37 this year, and I know there's a lot of like older people that are on there. So I think it's a platform that's supposed to have a really wide range and to really be able to, you know, be a really big net. It's unfortunate that there are 13, 14, 15, 16-year-olds on there. There are younger kids on there, and it became very popular. And I think it's natural that like younger kids want to do what the cool like older kids are doing. But then now he's moved into a different phase of his adulthood and his life,
mm-hmm,
which is expressing himself in a new way. And all of those kids are going to do the same thing. So while it might be like controversial because it's the devil and he's gay or whatever, I mean, those kids are going to end up kind of going and figuring their lives out and themselves out and expressing themselves in different ways. So I'm not saying that your kids should be able to watch it, but it's not like unusual that he did a song that's for kids or not for kids, but kids really liked it. And now he's doing something controversial that kids shouldn't necessarily be watching because, you know, that's the evolution, I think, of humans in general. You can't really like shame him.
Why haven't the metalheads stuck up for him? Like, why haven't like the metal bands that have done satanic imagery in their music for decades stood up for him?
You know, in a way, they're probably kind of a little possessive of it, even, because for some reason, and also a lot of people might not agree, but if you do bring race or certain things like that into it, you know, metalheads are kind of in one category, and there's certain things that are a little bit more acceptable, but then when another category of people do it, it's a little bit, it's worse, it's bad, you know, it's bad, whereas it was okay when it was this other group of people. So, you know, I don't know if that definitely plays into it. Plus, metalheads, even though they wore spandex pants and a lot of makeup, they weren't outwardly openly gay.
Ah, because he's gay.
What part in the music... Sorry to interrupt, but what part in the music video do you realize he's gay? Is it the pole dancing? Like, what part was his, I'm out and I'm gay? Because I didn't even catch it. Like, it wasn't blatantly.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that is just because we're more open-minded and seeing people as people. Mm-hmm. But when you have, like, a conservative group out there, they don't look at anybody as just a human being. They immediately judge people on a lot of different levels. So when you hear, like, people say a guy wearing tight pants is gay, or, like, wearing makeup is gay, or, like, putting nail polish or acting a certain way or being effeminate is gay. Mm. Like, that's where I think people pick up on it, especially conservatives. You know, so from the very beginning, everything about what he's doing is emitting what they would immediately consider to be homosexual, like, praise, I guess, and influence over their children. Like, oh, you know, my son's going to be gay if he watches this video.
What do you actually think of the shoes? I think the shoes are actually really cool, though.
Yeah, I'm in love with all of it, because as a performer and creator and like artist myself, in costumes and, you know, the spectacularness of it, like, I just think visually it's beautiful. It's beautiful, like, art in a way, and like, it will very much so. A lot of work went into that, so I can respect it on those levels. The shoes are amazing. The wardrobe, everything he wore was amazing. Like, the hair, the contacts, the way they shot everything. It was a very just visually beautiful video, I think.
So, now, Shireen, I know you were explaining, and I was trying to get...
Talk this, to your side piece, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The one of many. I was trying to get this stuff handled with the other caller here, but you were saying that Nike was trying to block the sale. How do you block a third party?
No, well, they already made the sale. I think they're doing like a cease and desist, like, you have to stop using our logo on your shoes.
Ariel, do you know what she's talking about?
They're upset because they don't want to be linked to the shoe, so they blocked it, but they blocked it too late, and it's kind of epic that the 666 shoe can't be shipped because of this like lawsuit they have going on. All that's going to do is like add to the infamy of this shoe and this whole marketing campaign. Like, everything that's happening around this is just further helping his mission. So that's what's so funny about it all.
Yeah, I feel like Nike just had to do something because everybody, all the conservatives were up on them. Like, you know, why aren't you doing anything? Why aren't you doing anything? And so they finally just did something. But it was like...
And they already, you know, had to go through the Colin Kaepernick, you know, burn the Nikes debacle. What was that, last year or 2 years ago or something?
So I'm sure
they're picking up the pieces still from that.
So,
you know what's funny? But on the shoe thing, it seemed like more people weren't upset about the shoe per se. They were upset about the fact that there's a drop of blood in the shoes. And that part was interesting to me. Why is there, what is the problem with that? Like, why are people upset about the blood in the shoe? Cause it's not their blood
Honestly, what's funny to me is it's all like just symbolism and a reason for people to kind of get behind something. And Angelina Jolie and her weird brother did the blood drop necklace thing, and I think Megan, the actress, the really pouty actress from all those movies, and she's with Machine Gun Kelly or whatever, they did it. They did like a necklace.
Oh, Megan Fox.
Yeah, Megan Fox. It's some Twilight vampire love you forever shit, and it's like, whatever. Like, if people want to be weird like that, let them be weird like that. But like, the drop of blood in the shoe thing, I mean, the people who work at the place that made the shoes, they volunteered to do it because they thought it was a cool idea. And it's literally just a drop of blood. To me, it's like, I don't know. It's not, they're not Satan worshippers that are like thinking that, I mean, what is it going to do? Or do you think that their blood is going to now possess you or the shoes?
I'm going to get hepatitis from my shoes.
I mean, if that's honestly their concern, I could get behind that a little bit better. But yeah, if it's just the symbolism of like, ooh, like, okay, well, there are people whose career deals with like blood every day, all day long.
I'm going to make a shoe with chicken wing sauce in them.
You know, people will go crazy for stuff like that. That's the thing. There's an audience for everybody. And this is what's funny about this is it's not reaching out to the occultist audience. It's reaching out to collectors and bougie people with $1,000 to spend.
Shree, my heart just stopped. That's a fantastic idea.
Chicken wing sauce shoes. Oh, I can just, can you imagine if they were like one of those shoes that like whenever you step, the smell of chicken wing sauce comes out of them too?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh, I would get so fat.
The heels would have to be shaped like a bottle of hot sauce.
Oh.
My mind is lighting up right now.
There's a listener out there that can do this, that can create these shoes. Because there's amazing artistic people in the world that watch, make some hot sauce chicken wing shoes.
Yeah,
happen,
Tabasco somebody. Actually just made an advertisement with the Nike logo. And it says like, oh, I forget what the logo, they take the logo, but it's made out of a hot pepper instead.
Yeah.
And I forget what the catchphrase is. I'll look for it.
Oh,
but it was
God.
Really cute cool. advertising on their part. And somebody was like, Nike's going to cease and desist them. And it's like too late. The ad's out.
Yeah,
by the time they do that, they're just going to keep building up the publicity, just like we're talking about with Lil Nas.
Wow. Well, yeah. Well, Ariel, I really appreciate you calling in. I really wish the other person would have called in. I think the debate would have been really, really, really something cool. You know, I even had the special effects. I even had the round one. I even had that going on, and I had like the fight music and all that stuff. But hey, I mean, I guess you win by default. You know, they forfeited. So congratulations. You'll take that one. What'd you say?
Cool. I'll take it. I'll take the win.
Yeah.
You know, if she changes her mind in the future, I'm always open to a healthy debate.
Yeah, you know, my honest opinion, I don't think there's anything wrong with what, you know, he's doing. I think this, you know, he's fine. I don't think Lil Nas X is actually worships the devil. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, he's fine. So.
Yeah, he's fine. And the sad thing is, I think that the whole point of this was him saying, like, I was fine before, but you guys condemned me to hell. And he's like, that's literally what he's doing, is he's saying they, you know, they treated him, like told him he was going to hell for being gay and for, you know, whatever. And so he was like, okay, well, I'm going to go to hell and I'm going to take over.
Yep. So. Yeah. Well, hey, I really, really, really appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
and hey,
thanks for having me, guys. Happy Easter.
Yeah. Happy Easter. And so let everybody know where they can find you and tell everybody about your business that you do.
Well, so my little side hustle right now is I have a little online boutique where I sell handmade crafts, mostly like resin jewelry and accessories, self-defense tools. It's basically what everybody on TikTok is doing right now, resin and clay art and stuff like that. But it's really cool stuff. So it's at In Love Designs, in the letter and then the words lovedesigns.com. All my social media is the same name. And then I am going to start working with Wicked Ways Pottery again. You guys should definitely follow them because they do really great burlesque shows all over Orlando.
Shree, oh, you ever think about doing a burlesque show? Shree?
No, but I've always wanted to go to one. I've always heard really great things about them. We should do one.
Oh, they're so great. Yeah. And you know what? They would love, I mean, because we've had a couple of, sorry, that's my kid in the background. We've had a couple of the producers of the show actually on the other podcast that I did with you, Soul.
Yeah.
They came on and talked to the couple. So yeah, they're doing a brunch at the Caboose Bar and Lounge, I think on Virginia Drive. They do stuff all over the place. So yeah, you guys should look them up. It's Wicked Ways Cabaret on everything, social media, all of them.
Sounds good to me, girl.
Cool. Thanks for having me.
Have
a great rest of your show.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Cool.
All right, yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was good to hear another perspective because there's so many questions I've had about it. Like, I guess I
really wanted to see the other point of view, like the really, really like conservative mm-hmm. point of view, you know, quoting the scripture and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to see that point of view because, you know, the person I had, her name was Angelique. She, you know, she's very far right.
Left.
Right.
Oh, right. The person who didn't show up.
Yeah, the person who didn't show up. And, you know, she's cool people. So, you know, mm-hmm. I just wanted to see her
Yeah. So, no, I would have liked that too, because for me now it's like these things keep coming on the news and you're just like, get over it, everyone. Just move on. Like, don't you have anything else to do in your life? Like, I have so many things to do in my life. I don't have time to sit here and like
argue with you about that. But I mean, pretty creative music video. I mean, it had like 380 million views in like 2 days. Mm-hmm. So that's, he obviously was doing something right.
Yeah.
And you're a sneakerhead.
Yeah.
So do you even like the Air Max 97s?
I mean, I don't buy them, no. But I thought about buying these because I was like, ooh, these could be a collector's item. But I just didn't. Yeah. It was too much money.
It was 600. How much was it?
1,000 something.
It was $1,000.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
he made 666 pairs of shoes.
Okay.
And then the cost of the shoes was 1,000 something.
Oh, I got you. Let's see. So the brand that made the holy shoes, were those holy shoes the Air Max 97s as well?
I think so. I'm not sure. So each one was $1,018.
Gotcha. Dang, that's a lot. That's expensive for a pair of Air Max 97s.
Yeah, but they're special. There's only 665 out there.
Did it ever say whose blood it was, though?
It was somebody. There was people who were working in the factory, like whoever was making them.
Got pricked on accident. so it was the blood of a child. It was the blood of a child. I see why the conservatives were mad. It was a kid's blood of a sweatshop.
It sold out. Like, the shoes sold out. I never really paid attention to the holy water one.
Yeah.
The holy water shoes.
Wow. Okay, I get it now. Yeah, that's some little kid's blood then.
If somebody came up to me and said, Shereen, we're going to make a shoe. I mean, it's hard to say for $1,000. Think about how much money you make. I mean, granted, he didn't get the whole $1,000 per shoe, but he made a good chunk of that $1,000 times 665 pairs of shoes.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, how much are the Air Max 97s already, though? Because you had to buy them.
$150.
Yeah, so yeah, you definitely made a big.
And then what? They did some personalization.
Yeah.
They just sewed on a little, Bible verse on there, and then they put a little charm on there, and then they injected a drop of blood into the back of the sole.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, now it's $1,000.
Yeah.
That's somebody want to make me shoes? Let's do it.
Yo, when you said that, you know what we should do? We should make a chicken wing shoe, and then you should make a CBD shoe. You know what I'm saying?
The CBD shoe would be cool if there was a way to, like, yeah. You know, they have CBD clothes now, like to put, you wear clothes when you're working out to help you feel more relaxed.
So, I guess when you sweat.
Yeah, I don't understand the science behind it, but if you create a shoe so that when you're running or walking, you don't get foot aches or tendonitis or whatever it's called, or,
well, it makes sense.
Shin splints. I don't know.
It makes sense, but I mean, I think you got something there with
chicken wings shoes. I've always it's actually been a dream of mine. I want to have my own shoes, like my own shoe line
and hot sauce.
Like Kevin Hart got a contract by Nike, but his shoes didn't do well. They're in the outlet stores now.
Oh, but do they look good or no?
They were okay. I didn't buy them. They were like,
I mean, we can get you your own hot sauce. You just have to tell me what you wanted.
I know, but the shoe thing would be awesome.
Let's do it. I think we can do a Shereen shoe or, you know, reject shoe.
Yeah, but I don't want it. Like, it needs to be a nice shoe.
Okay. Well, I don't have any style, so you'd be the one. You'd be the one picking it out.
I don't want a pair. No offense to anyone who buys their sneakers at Walmart. I don't want my shoes at Walmart.
You don't want no K-Feds?
No.
Is that even a brand anymore?
Maybe like a Shoe Stride store. What are those other carnival shoe places?
Yeah. Payless.
Payless, I think, went bankrupt, didn't they?
See, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe.
I order all my shoes online because I got big feet.
But so. I just don't want my shoe to end up at the outlet store. That's all.
Oh.
Though, did you know at the outlet stores, they now have full price shoes at the outlet store too?
Oh, really?
Which I think is like totally against the
total BS.
Yeah, against the rules of an outlet store. Because they had a pair of Jordans, and I was like, I got so excited, and I went to pay for them, and the guy was like, that's $150. And I was like, that's resale. What are my outlet prices? He goes, no, those are still at resale. And I was like, what are they doing here?
I blame Vinny LaSplata. That should have been yours.
I know. Well, I still bought them as a... Because they're still worth $400 if I resell them, so I still bought them. But I was expecting to make more profit.
Well, speaking of CBD, Shereen, where can everybody get some CBD from you?
You can go to mypaincenter.com. That's mypaincenter.com. And you can save 15% with Rejects15 as a discount code. Rejects15. We've got CBD. We've got pre-rolls. We've got oils. We've got tinctures. We've got Delta 8 now. If you know what Delta 8 is.
What is that really?
You can't use it.
But what is it, though?
So it's similar to weed. I don't know if I can say that. I don't want to get us blocked.
Similar to cannabis.
Yeah, but because of the way the carbon bonds are and the chemistry of it is, it's not technically as strong. So you should. It's psychoactive, but it's not as psychoactive. So
how do you the Delta 8 that you have? How do you ingest it?
I have gummy bears. We have smokables too. We have vape pens. Wow. We are getting oils. We have Skittles. Any way you want it. Same way as CBD, okay. But it's strong. I mean, it will put you out.
All right. we need to talk off air, okay?
it's supposed to make you super relaxed. So, yeah. Like, I'm on it right now. I took one before I came.
Really?
And it's supposed to make you, because I was, like, stressing out at Checkers.
Why are there two drive-thrus? Why?
When she told me to get out of the car, I was like,
am I being arrested?
It's like not getting out of my car.
That's funny.
It just brings you down a level. It's supposed to just relax you, you know, just like chilled out. I only took half, so I'm not super chilled, but I'm going to take the other half when I get home.
Yeah.
Just chills you out. And then if you want to use it for sleep, it puts you out for 8 to 12 hours.
Nice.
And it's supposed to help you focus as well and be creative and energized.
Wow. Well, guys, I am very disappointed at today's episode. I'm kidding. No,
we're sorry about the internet.
Yeah,
you guys.
Spectrum, it's man. It's not our fault. You know,
we love you.
And I really wish the other person would have come through for the debate we had, because I had it all planned out. Would have been something pretty epic. But hey, I think Ariel today was a great interview to discuss it, and I think today's episode did turn out well. Checkers was great, surprisingly.
Oh, so
great.
Good, so good.
Great fast food chicken. It was awesome. So when you guys watch our next episodes that we do, it's going to be fun. Check out our next Air Fridays that we do. We got some, it's Easter, so we're going to be doing some Easter specials that we're going to be having coming up. So
Friday was really good. Yeah. We made pizza and a biscuit, guys. So if you want to learn how to make pizza inside a biscuit.
Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time.
It was so good.
Yep. So make sure you guys share the podcast. We got a lot of new likes and follows, so we really appreciate that. And make sure you guys share the podcast and tell a friend, join the Rejects table. And if you are interested in starting a podcast or recording a podcast, we got a podcast doctor studio here in Orlando, Florida. Just hit me up at facebook.com/ it's the podcast doctor. I am the podcast doctor. And if you want to start a podcast, just hit me up. Or if you are a local Orlando restaurant or Central Florida restaurant and you would like to feature your restaurant here at the Rejects table or the Rejects Radio Rejects live studio, hit Shireen or myself up and we'll set something up and we'll go ahead and feature your food here. So with that said, I want to thank you all for tuning in, and we will see you guys next time on Radio Rejects Live. See ya.
Bye.